for this little girl who never sinned, who never hurt anybody, who never cried, who never knew the love of a mother or a father. Every person at conception has a destiny, has something laid out before them. So what was Rebecca's destiny? Why was she born? And I don't know. I couldn't come up with an answer. I often think in a case like this, the mother and the father, do they ever think about it? I don't know who put the baby up there on the college hill, but do they ever think about it? Do they ever wonder what would have been if this little girl was let to live? What would she have become? And so, as we put her back into her eternal resting place, I know that on April 15th in 1981, when she drew her last breath here, she walked into the arms of a loving father in heaven who welcomed her. When she never heard her mom or her dad sing lullabies to her, when she walked into heaven, she heard angelic choruses singing to her and welcoming her home. I know for some of you guys here, this has maybe been something that's been haunting you for a long time. And the comfort for me in situations like this is knowing that she's not suffering anymore. She is in a much better place than we are. And someday we'll get to meet her. And maybe she'll come up to you and say thank you. But she is a little girl who touched a city back in 1981. And so it's only fitting that she will rest here until Christ comes again.